Okay, I think that sounds better.
Do you think so? Okay, sounds great.
Oh, we sound so sexy.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yes. Okay. I think we can say sexy. We just can't say like other stuff that's like explicit. You know what I mean?
I guess
it
so.
It has to be like PG-13 because like...
13?
Yeah.
I guess that's the age we teach.
Because like our students may listen to this or our colleagues or admin or superintendent.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you got to be really careful then.
I guess to some degree because we are role models in society. Okay. Okay, so we should introduce ourselves.
Okay. Are we going to introduce ourselves or can we, like, introduce each other? Or, like, will that all just kind of, like, unfold as we talk?
I don't know. Yeah. Hi, my name is Martina Cio, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Joe Tong, and then where do you go from here?
I don't know. Like, what do you do?
We know we're both teachers. I feel like most people that are listening to this will already know who we are.
Okay, I can do a little bio. I don't know. There might be a new people.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I think like most people know who you are from The Amazing Race. Like that crazy, well, not crazy.
That amazing
hyper, hero.
Bubbly. Yeah. Racer from The Amazing Race Canada Heroes Edition.
Yes.
Yeah, from
which I just
6.
Found out is on Crave now, by the way.
Oh,
did
really?
You know that?
Yeah. Oh, I had no idea.
Well, because I saw, what's the host's name?
John Montgomery.
Yeah, John Montgomery. Like, I saw his face on the thing, and then was, like, ripping open his shirt, and it said, like, Amazing Race Heroes Edition.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wait a minute, I know Martina is part of that. That's amazing.
Yay! But I love Joe.
Oh, yes, thank you. I love you, too.
Maybe we should talk about how we first met.
I think, okay, so, and with all good things, it started with Tupperware. Do you remember that?
Yes, yes.
So, we were at a conference. We were at a home ec teachers conference, because we're both home ec teachers.
Yes.
And we were going to the Wine and Cheese, I remember that night.
Oh, yes, that's right. Like, the night before the conference started.
And I think that was my first, was it my first year teaching or my second year teaching? I can't even remember. What was it for you?
I don't remember. What year was it? I don't know. I started teaching in 2009.
Okay, maybe it was around then.
Yes.
But, so we went to the Wine and Cheese, and there's, like, they try to get people to go, you know, like, when people,
with, like, door prizes.
Yeah, door prizes. Mm-hmm. And so when, I remember standing beside you, or even across from you,
yes.
And I heard you say something about, like, how, oh, like, people aren't even making a big fuss when they win stuff. Because, like, you know, like, people are winning, like, sewing machines.
That like $1,700.
Exactly. $1,700, yeah. Like, sewing machines and, like, gift baskets from, like, I don't even know where that are, like, you know, with fancy cheeses and, like, wines and stuff like that. And then they're just like, oh, yay.
They would, like, quietly go up, get their prize, take a photo, eek, and then just sit down. I'm like, this is not the Price is Right. I want the Price is Right. Like, Bob Barker, come on down. Yeah! Like, come on. You're winning great prizes. Like, things that I would die to, like, love to win.
Yeah.
And they're just like, meh. And I'm like, no. If I got a prize, I'm going to, like, start jumping, and I'm going to go pick it up and run around the room.
Okay, so the thing is, then Martina ends up having her name drawn, and, like, they've taken all these different mixing bowls and all that, like, with, like, from Tupperware. They have beautiful lids and all this kind of stuff, and, like, I don't know, there's probably measuring cups and stuff in there, too. And what was your reaction when you, like, won? You
were it was
like,
$150 Tupperware set.
Yeah.
I jumped
that you remember
and screamed
how much it was.
Like a crazy person, ran around the room, went and took the photo, and ran around the room again with the Tupperware. And, like, it was a spectacle, but I loved it.
I was like, who is this person?
And you're like, I need to get to know her.
Yes. I was like, I walked over there. I think my friend Kelsey was there. I, like, walked over to you, and I was like, we are going out tonight. I don't know who you are, but we are going out tonight. And then that was the start of our friendship.
Yes.
So it's probably, like, we're thinking that's, like, I don't know, 2009, 2010. Like,
yeah,
I think it's probably almost been a decade since we've been friends then.
I feel like I just met you.
I know. What? Excuse me? What does that even mean?
No, like, I feel like it hasn't been a decade.
It's
true. Like, maybe, like, a couple years. Like,
okay,
time goes by
better.
So fast.
So, like, yeah, there we go.
When you're having so much fun.
Oh, yes. How cliche. But I love it.
I know.
So we've talked about what so far? Just how we met. Okay,
yes.
Well, that's about it. And is that, like, our 20 minutes? What's going
no,
on?
No, okay, so tell me, how did you become a home ec teacher?
Okay, so, I don't know. Okay, so for the longest time, I wanted to be a family counselor. Because I, you know, like, I it's been an interesting journey up to kind of you know, where I am now with family and all that. Like you know some of my stories, which, you know, I think we can probably talk about another time. But, but yeah, so I was really interested in kind of family dynamics and kind of how people live their lives and how, you know, parents and children and all that, like, pass down intergenerational knowledge and how relationships form and degrade and all that kind of stuff. I was just really into, like, people, like, and how they interact. And I think to this day I still am. I'm, like, very much an observer, and I'm also very much an introvert, which obviously you are not. or you are to a certain extent, though. We know that. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I started just, like, kind of looking at different career options, and then... I think I can't remember when, but during one of the summers, I got hired as a food worker at, do you know the story?
No.
Okay. So I got hired as a food worker at this, nonprofit in Vancouver, like in the, on the east side called KidSafe. Mm-hmm. And I was basically in charge of all of their food. So I would, like, cook for all their meals during, like, summer breaks, like, every single day. And, like, one thing that I started to really love was, like, all these grade sevens, because it was only a K-7 program. All these grade sevens would come in, and they would love, like, cooking with me. And, like, I think I just fell in love with that, like, that feeling that you get when you're... not only, like, breaking bread, you know, people always say that, right? Like you eat with someone and you develop, you know, like, this deep bond. But just, like, cooking with
yes. kids.
Like, there's something about that. Like, I don't even know what it was. But then seeing their, like the rewards, like, emotionally that they were able to get when they were serving their friends. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was like, how do I make this a career? Yes. And I started looking into home ec. I started looking into textiles. I started looking into, like, everything around there. And it just kind of, like, I don't know, it just kind of happened.
Like, organically.
Yeah, it just kind of organically happened. And, like, I don't know, it was just, like, I clicked on the right links, I guess, like, online. And it somehow ended up, like, downloading the page that tells me what I need to do to be a home ec teacher. And then, like, fourth year, that was all I, like, wanted. Like, that's all I wanted to do. I mean, also, I had, like, good home ec teachers growing up, too, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I can't wait to talk about them later.
Oh, yes.
Like, in another, probably another episode, because I think, like, we are going to talk about our teachers at some point. I love talking 100%. About our teachers. Okay, so tell me about your journey, because I know that it wasn't, like, the most linear, right?
No, not at all. Like, basically what happened was I was in high school. I was, like, super nerdy, and my parents were, like, extremely strict. Mm-hmm. And so once I got into UBC, my mom was like, I'm done my job. She's in there. I'm like, yeah. And then next thing you know, I have all this freedom. So I end up just, like, skipping a lot of school, partying, making new friends.
And this is during college?
This is, like, first year of UBC.
Yeah.
And I was enrolled in, like, pre-commerce, sciences. Mm-hmm. And I knew I wanted to do business, and I also wanted to do science because that's what I excelled at in high school. And next thing you know, I find out at the end of the year, I failed economics 100.
Oh my gosh.
And each class was, like, 250 and math 101. So econ was, like, actually two terms. So that's $500.
Wow.
And then math 101 was 250. So that was, like, $750 that I failed, which I obviously did not get into commerce. Because I think, like, 200 kids apply and, like, no, 1,000 kids apply, but only 200 get in each year. So I was like, oh no. So I call my friend Madeline just crying. I failed Econ 100 and Math 101. What am I going to do with my life? And my mom was like, hey, you failed it. You pay for it. I'm like, oh no. And Maddie was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to home ec. Why don't you join me? And I'm like, okay. The next day she walks me over to the home ec dean's office. I'm like, hi, can I join home ec? Come on over. But it's like the school was like 100 students out of like all 4 years. And I had to retake Math 101 and Econ 100. And obviously I stopped skipping. I didn't party. Second year grades were up. And luckily, because I had a B+ average, I was able to apply to a year abroad. So I went to Korea for a year in third year because you can do that exchange program.
And had you been to Korea before?
When I was a kid. And I have, like, lots of family there. So that was really fun. And then my mom was also a home ec teacher in Korea. So that kind of just runs in the family. And then...
cool.
Unfortunately, though, I did not become a home ec teacher right after I graduated. I graduated and then I tried volunteering at Hansworth Secondary North Van. And I was, like, probably, like, 24, 22, and I looked 14. So some of the kids were like, hi, are you a new student? I'm like, no, I'm here to like teach you. And the kids are like 6'5". Like, if you meet me, I'm only 5'1". And I'm like really young. So they're like, they couldn't stop laughing at me. And then some of the bad kids, they didn't wash their dishes. They put them behind the refrigerator. So I'm like, what smells weird? I'm like, dirty frying pans behind the refrigerator. No. I'm like, maybe I should wait until my 30s to become a home ec teacher. So
I just love that apparently you're just let loose to do this too. I know, like you didn't have supervision.
Like, I think the teacher that day went to go photocopy while she let me have like reins over her students, and it did not go over well. And oh man,
but so. Hey, did you learn?
Oh, like, I did. Right? I did. I'm like, yeah, I'm just,
you're probably the most strict now with that.
Yeah, I'm too young looking back then. So I ended up working at Hydro for 4 years.
And BC Hydro.
Yeah, BC Hydro. Because my mom's friend's daughter's friend hired me. And then I worked there for 4 years, but I did not like my job. Because I don't like working by myself.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy working by yourself?
It depends. Like, I think, like if I'm working, like, a cubicle on my own, and then the part of my job is to go out and, like, talk to people, which I've had those types of jobs before. That then it's totally fine because there's like outlets to like actually interact with people, even though again I'm very much an introvert. But yeah, like it, do you mean like if like stuff literally is like just going through your desk and then like landing on the next desk and like you don't actually have anyone to like
pretty much my work cubicle with. Was right next to the men's washroom, so I knew everyone's schedule and who didn't wash their hands because I didn't hear the faucet going on, and it was upper management who was making over $100,000 a year. I'm like, please wash your hands. Food safe. And then as you know,
it's a work safe issue.
Yeah, exactly. Ew, so germy, so gross. But so after that, I worked there for 4 years and I realized, dude, this is not working for me. Mm-hmm. So I quit and decided to travel for 3 years to volunteer, which landed me, you know, eventually on the Amazing Race Canada.
So tell me about the volunteering though.
Oh yeah. So my friend asked me, hey, I'm going to Africa. Do you want to come help me with like orphans and HIV patients? Sure. Why not? I'm going to quit my job.
Yeah.
And then so I went to Australia to work with homeless people. And then I went to South Africa, Durban, South Africa, to work with orphans and HIV patients. Totally fell in love with them. Mm-hmm. Came back, worked over the summer, and then went away again for 1 year in Hawaii. And then I was in Hawaii working with senior citizens. However, I do not work well with senior citizens because I never had grandparents. Like, all my grandparents died before I was born or when I was really young.
Yeah.
So I was, like, super awkward at this, like, senior center. Like, I didn't know how to interact with them. I was kind of scared of them to some degree. So I'm thinking, no, I need to go back to kids. So I ended up going to Fiji working with, like, very poverty-stricken children who didn't know how to read or do math. Mm-hmm. They weren't going to school, and I fell in love with them, but it also broke my heart.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, they need education. Just imagine right now, you cannot read, you cannot do math. What kind of future do you have? You just don't, right? Mm. So I came back and went to Capilano University for 1 year to do social studies and geography because I wanted to teach grade 3 elementary, general elementary, so you need that. And I didn't have that with my bachelor's of home economics. And then I went to UBC for my bachelor's of education, elementary option, fine arts and media. Mm. However, you know, general elementary teachers are dime a dozen, and there's home ec, there's not enough teachers. And due to my background in home ec, I got a home ec job right away. And I'm kind of glad I did. It kind of worked out in the end. Mm-hmm. But it was like this like loop-de-loop way to get to where I am now.
But I feel like it's made you who you are. Like, like in terms of, I think like because we're constantly, I mean like for those of us who are, like we constantly think about like our life decisions, and we constantly think about like what, you know, like I mean at the very least of it, like what food we put in our bodies. But then it's like thinking about, okay, well, what's the impact of our life choices? And like we do that on a daily basis, which is so rewarding.
Yes.
And it's just like a different, like I think it's like a different level of thinking.
Yeah.
Like just like watching our, I don't know, like watching the way that we interact with people and all that. So I do have a little story about...
Ooh, I love stories. Tell us your story.
Well, not about teacher candidates. Oh, okay. Don't be worried. But just about, like, again, like, how adults learn versus like,
how
kids learn.
How do we learn?
So, like, I feel like...
We should...
And this is a really bad home ec moment, too, that I need to share with you.
Well, we should say successes and failures.
Sure.
Okay, let's do that, yeah.
Okay, so this was a true learning moment for me. Because the other day I bought an Instant Pot.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't, like, have you seen, have you, you know what an Instant Pot is,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
I've never used one, but I've seen it, yes.
Yeah, like, I never thought that I would actually own one, and, mm-hmm. and, like, someone actually was like, oh, like, Instant Pots are, like, for people who can't cook. And I was like, no, but they're good pressure cookers mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, features that you just don't have in, like, yes. a regular sort of setting, right? So I made, like, this beautiful butternut squash Ooh. Soup. It was so good. And then I release all the steam mm-hmm. and, like, all the pressure,
yes.
like, alleviates. And then I open up the lid. I put the lid on the side and, I, like, ladle the soup and I pulverize nice. It, like, with my with my immersion blender. And then I, like, go off and do some stuff. I let the soup cool for a little bit. And, like, we're getting our bathrooms renovated right now. So there's people yeah. Kind of doing plumbing and stuff there. I, like, go outside, sit with my dog on the Aww. Patio for a little while. And then I come back in and I was like, oh, like, they must have, like, I don't know, they're maybe, like, they're grinding something yes. In the bathroom or something, because it smells like, I don't know, just like plastic.
Oh, and- no, no, no. You know, whenever you smell burning plastic, it's a bad, bad thing.
But, you know, like, when there's people working in your house, you're like, oh, maybe no. it's them. So I, like, walk over, I'm like, okay, I'm going to ladle my soup.
No,
and
no,
whatever.
No, no.
And, like, I look down and I see this little, like, thing of steam, like,
no, no.
smoke. Like coming out of the burner, and I was like, oh no, I left the burner on that I had used before.
Oh no.
And the entire, like, Instapot lid was, like, melting all
no,
over.
No,
like,
no,
the
no,
thing.
No, no,
but
no,
it's fine
no.
now.
Oh wow.
I know you can't even see it from here, but
Oh snap. Where's your Instapot? I don't
it's
even
in
see
there
it.
Now. But
oh, you
okay.
did it. Oh my gosh.
Okay, but let me show you then what I ended
oh,
up doing.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, watch.
What is it? You bought a second one! Oh my god! So there's, like, one without a lid, and then one with the lid. Why didn't you just buy another lid?
Okay, so the lids are, like, $75 US.
But isn't the Instant Pot, like, $100?
Yeah, so that's why, like, you know, like, after a Canadian exchange or whatever
oh
it is, like,
gosh.
So I have one that doesn't have a lid, but you can get glass lids for them.
Oh, okay,
so
yeah,
I'm
going to
use
that.
One
yeah,
as a
yeah,
slow
yeah.
cooker. But, like,
holy snap.
But speaking of learning, I had, like, a full-on meltdown.
Oh, I would have cried.
Like, I was like,
I would have cried. I would have cried.
Called my husband and was like, oh my gosh, what, like, what am I going to do? And, and, like, had a big freak out. And then
yes.
finally, like, it took me forever to get over it.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Because you just purchased it and you were
yes.
like so excited about it.
Yeah. I guess maybe that's not the strongest learning story, but it was a huge, like,
oh
moment where
gosh.
I was just like, oh my gosh, I need to, like, I need to fail.
Yes.
Like, to actually be able to learn from this because.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Because now I make things with a new Instapot.
Joe, what am I going to do with you?
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. This is crazy.
There's a photo. I don't even know where the photo
okay,
is.
Okay, you got to show me the photo later.
But it's pretty yeah. bad.
Oh, yeah. I believe
it. It
believe
was like, you. Plastic was like all over
oh
the,
my
the
gosh.
Thing.
How
was,
did like yeah. the other people that were working here not like say anything?
Well, it's funny because they were like, oh, okay, like something. Like, I think they thought it was me and then I thought it was them. So like we
oh
should both just kind of like
gosh.
Didn't say anything.
That's so insane in the membrane.
I know.
Crazy.
But
yes.
So that's mm-hmm. so that's my little home ec story for this week.
Well, that's like
you know,
a personal
teachers
one.
Aren't perfect.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Not at all. Not at all.
That's
not
like
all.
The like you know like 101.
Yes.
Like
yes.
back in the day when I used to be like you know
mm-hmm.
more punitive in
yes.
my classroom management, that would have been like a -3.
Yeah.
Like you melted that on the stove. But now I'm just like, oh,
it
this
happens.
Is the real life application.
Yeah, it totally happens.
Yeah, and that's okay.
That's okay. It's a learning,
yeah.
teachable moment. You know what I mean? I wanted all the kids to learn how to like cut onions.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed them a YouTube video. I did it in person, like cut the onion in half, put the flat side down and cut across. Do not put it on the roly-poly side, like the round side, because
right.
then you're gonna cut yourself. I said this like probably 10 times. After I said it and showed them the video and did the live demonstration in class, I gave every kid an onion and a knife. 5 minutes in, I cut myself. Oh good gosh. So what happened? I cut it on the roly-poly side. I'm like, but I just told you like 10 times not to do it on
the... Was that the exact word, roly-poly
yeah,
side?
Yeah, I said roly-poly
like,
poly
term.
Side. Well, I just made that up. I thought
okay.
roly... But then I was talking to my friends, like, you shouldn't say roly-poly because it sounds fun. So I could feel myself wanting to do it because you said
oh,
roly...
No.
I'm like, I'll just say round side. He's like, yeah, just say round side. So I go, sweetheart, what happened? Meh, 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 roly-poly side. I'm like, and I'm like, why did you do that? And he's like, because I didn't believe you. And I'm like... So I drove home that day after school thinking, am I an unbelievable teacher? How do I become more believable? And then I was calling all my teacher friends like, what's wrong with me? And they're like, there's nothing wrong with you. Some students have to learn on their own. Like,
yeah.
even if you tell them that the burner is hot.
What a good learning
experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, even though you might tell a kid like 100 times, don't touch the burner, it's hot. they will touch it because that's the only way that they learn. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, you know, kinesthetic learner, visual learner, audio learner, gotta try it learner.
Yeah,
so
gotta melt the Instapot lid.
But, you know, I have to say, if you want to become a home ec teacher mm-hmm. and do the UBC program, I would highly recommend it. And it's just so much fun being yeah. a home ec teacher. Like, whether it's sewing, family mm-hmm. science, foods and nutrition, there's so much to learn. It's yeah. always exciting. You're not sitting in a cubicle next to the men's washroom every day all by yourself. Like
only starting taking a research study on how many times people wash their yeah, hands.
Exactly. And then, you know, so it's just yeah. it's so exciting. You get it to is. Meet 200 kids each year. They become your children. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And you develop this relationship, rapport, and you learn together. Like, I know it's super cliche to say, like, oh, they learn from me, but I also learn mm-hmm. from them. But I think our lives are richer because we yeah. end up teaching and learning so much from them.
Well, and, like, mm-hmm. teaching these, like, skills that you need for life. Like, mm-hmm. like it's not just, like, you know, like, when was the War of 1812?
Yeah, like, you know? No, it's like...
yeah, it's, like, actually, like, oh, I will go out and try these things yeah. and, like, learn new skills on top of what Miss Yeo has taught me.
Yes.
And, like, be able to be, like, a self-sustaining human being that, mm-hmm. like, also is compassionate to others and yes. all this kind of stuff that I know that you model. Mm-hmm. And, like, yeah, it's, like, it's one of those things where, like home ec is very much alive.
Yes.
And, like, it's very much, like this area of study that we need to focus more on. Like,
it's
like
so this
idea
important.
Of, like, yeah, like, it's so important to, like, think about the way that we live our lives.
Yes.
Because people are, you know, like they're starting to say that, you know, like, the people being able to cook on their own mm-hmm. or being able to, like, source new ingredients, mm-hmm. you know, the impact on their community and the world and globally and all that yes. kind of stuff. Like, that kind of stuff just doesn't happen, right? Like, mm-hmm. it doesn't just happen from watching Facebook videos on, like, no, you know, what's happening in the textile industry.
Purposeful.
Yeah. And, like, it's nice to have mentors and people, you know, especially for kids who, like, I mean, I was very fortunate to have that mm-hmm. that kind of relationship with my mom, especially, mm-hmm. When it came to, like, life skills and stuff like that. But, like, it's like, for kids who just, like, you know, get dropped off at school, then maybe yes. don't see their parents for a little while, like, it's so, like, amazing for them to have this kind of mm-hmm. education. Because a lot of times, yeah, like, where do you get this kind of, like, formal... sort of tutelage, right? Like,
yes.
like when it comes to just life.
Yes.
So mm-hmm. I think, yeah, like, I mean, even everything that we've talked about today in terms of, like, you know, how we got to where we are and
that's
like
huge.
Those ways that we've connected, like mm-hmm. me and you and being able to just, I don't know, like just be able to, like, feel someone else's passion mm-hmm. and energy and, like, even if it's, like, the most, like, the smallest thing mm-hmm. that, you know, like the smallest thing of, like, you being excited about Tupperware.
I love, like, Tupperware!
And, like, finding those little moments in other people
yes.
where it's just like, you know what, that person's joy is, like, amazing. Like,
yes.
it doesn't have to be, like, overt and, like, super mm-hmm. huge, but, like, just, I really appreciate that about you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And you know what I appreciate about you? You're just amazing and fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
And you have this, like, energy that you draw people to you, and that,
thank
you
yeah.
know, you are relational. You are about people, and your students know that. And so do like the teacher candidates, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, you're just, like, so cutting edge and innovative. I like that too about you. But yes, so
love
should
you.
We close this podcast?
I guess so. I think, like, we have so much more to talk about. And, like, even in this podcast today, I was
yes.
like, oh my gosh, this is, like, the precursor to, like, every other conversation
yes.
that we can have.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think, like mm-hmm. I think that's good for now. I don't mm-hmm. know. Like, what do
know.
We have to look forward to later?
Probably,
like, more about
teachers,
your life.
About
crazy
your life.
Stories from Martina.
Oh, I
can't wait to talk to you about dating. Like, all those
oh, no!
things are going to be amazing.
Yes,
oh,
I'm single. I don't know how to get married.
We'll end this we'll end this episode off with, if you want to contact Martina.
No! What are you doing?
Trying to set you up. I'm trying
oh
to help you out with
it. Oh my
goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Great.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.